Good morning, brothers and sisters and guests. It's been a long time I haven't been back. Yeah, so nice to see you all again. Well, some of you might know that I'm from an OBGY background, and I also know a lot of sisters in different congregations in SIC is now pregnant. But today, I'm not going to talk about pregnancy, but instead, I'm going to talk about rebirth. So the spiritual rebirth, not just the physical one. Is it on? So today's topic is born again. First question I want to raise to you guys is, what's the similarity between King Solomon and a cardiologist? So ponder for a moment. You know, two prostitutes, they came to the king and stood before the king. One of them said, "My lord, this woman and I live in the same house. And some days ago, I had a baby. But 3 days later, she had a baby also. During the night, her baby died because she lay on it. But she got up in the middle of the night. She took my baby away from my side while I was asleep and put it by her breast. Then she put her baby by my breast. So the next morning when I woke up to nurse my baby, I saw he was dead. But then when I look closely in the morning light, I found that he wasn't my baby." So the other woman said, "No, the living baby is mine, the dead baby is yours." But the first woman said, "No, the dead baby is yours, the living baby is mine." So they argued in front of the king. So the king said, "Now let's get the facts straight. Both of you have claimed that the living baby is yours and the dead baby belongs to the other. Now give me a sword. Let me cut the living baby in two and give half to the one and the other half to the other." And the first woman said, "No, Lord, please don't. Give the living baby to the woman. I don't want him. Just don't kill him." But the king said, "Give the living baby to this woman because she is the real mother." How could King Solomon rule this complicated case so wisely? Because he knew the women's hearts. He also said in his proverb, "We should protect our heart because out of it is the spring of life." We know the cardiologist also warned us to protect our heart, to avoid the cholesterol, the fat, yes, because the heart pumps out the blood to supply oxygen and nutrients to every part of our body. So, now you know the similarity between the King Solomon and the cardiologist. They both know the heart of the matter is a matter of heart. Now, what if our heart fails? According to the cardiologist, in severe cases of heart failure, the only way, only sure way to save the patient is heart transplant. But what if we have spiritual heart failure? Is there some kind of a spiritual heart transplantation for spiritual heart failure? We know that the Bible tells us the sad story about the people of Israel. When the people of Judah turned away from God, they worshiped idols. Their heart became stony and unresponsive to God's voice. So God gave them a severe punishment. Let them be exiled to Babylon. But God is also so merciful. He spoke through the prophet Ezekiel, that he would do something to save his people. So God said, I will collect my people from every different countries and bring them back. And I will cleanse them with water. I will put a new spirit in them, and I will replace their heart of stone with heart of flesh. So that's a heart transplantation. That's a spiritual heart transplantation for spiritual heart failure. So let's read it. Ezekiel chapter 36. And I will put my spirit in you and move you to follow my decrees and be careful to keep my laws. Okay, you read it, please.
Then you will live in the land I gave your ancestors. Yeah.
And?
I will bring clean water on you, and you will be clean. Mm. I will cleanse you from all your impurities and from all your idols. I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit in you.
Yeah.
I will remove from you your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. And I will put my spirit in you. Yeah, I read that. You read that already. Okay. Now, in John chapter 3, we also see some similar scenario when Jesus taught Nicodemus about being reborn to enter the kingdom of God. So now we can read this paragraph again. Jesus, something must be wrong. Where's the first and second verses? Praise again. Okay. Somehow. There was a man named Nicodemus, a Jewish religious leader who was a Pharisee. After dark one evening, He came to speak with Jesus. "Rabbi," he said, "we all know that God has sent you to teach us. Your miraculous signs are evidence that God is with you." Jesus replied, "I tell you the truth. Unless you are born again, you cannot see the kingdom of God." "What do you mean?" exclaimed Nicodemus. "How can an old man go back into his mother's womb and be born again?" So Nicodemus understood it as the physical rebirth. No way. Because it is not only that human beings cannot enter into mother's womb again, even though they can, it would be useless if they enter into the mother's womb again, again, and even 100 times, then be reborn again. Because human beings can only give birth to human beings. So that is why Jesus said, humans can reproduce only human life, but the Holy Spirit gives birth to spiritual life. So that's the key. So what Jesus was talking about is not the physical rebirth, it's the spiritual rebirth. But did Nicodemus understand that? Let's keep on reading this. Jesus elaborated it. Why and how the Holy Spirit will work. So he said, verse 8, "The wind blows wherever it wants, just as you can hear the wind, but can't tell where it comes from or where it is going. So you can't explain how people are born of the Spirit." "How are these things possible?" Nicodemus exclaimed again. So Nicodemus didn't understand that. So Jesus elaborated, used the earthly things like the wind and how the wind works as the Holy Spirit to explain the heavenly things. Yeah. So Jesus replied, "I assure you, no one can enter the kingdom of God without being born of water and the Spirit." Oh, I already read this before, right? So what happened to it? Okay, this one. Now, I think 11 is right. Yeah. Yeah. Thank you, Brian. Yeah. So I assure you, we tell you what we know. So because Nicodemus didn't understand, even though Jesus used a simple example like the earthly things to explain, so Jesus directly pointed out to the main point is that I am the sure source of information that you can trust in. So he said that the Son of God, the Son of Man, is the only one who has been raised to heaven and come down again. So he said, but if you don't believe me when I tell you about earthly things, how can you possibly believe if I tell you about heavenly things? No one has ever gone to heaven and returned, because the Son of Man has come down from heaven. So by this, Jesus was saying he is the only sure source that we can trust. Oh, no, again. Oh, okay. So the Son of Man is the only way. Now, Let me give you another story from the Bible, from Numbers chapter 21. So, when the people of Israel, they grew impatient with the long journey in the wilderness, they started to complain, to speak against God and against Moses. So they complained like this. They said, "Why have you brought us out here to die in the wilderness? We have nothing to eat. We have nothing to drink. We even hate this horrible manna." But then God was not happy about it. So God sent fire snake, that's a poisonous snake, among them. So many were bitten and died. Then the people of Israel, they repented. They came to Moses, "Please pray for us so that God would take away those snakes." So God told Moses, "You make a replica of snake with bronze and put it on top of the pole. So whoever been bitten by the snake, just look at it. Simply look at it and it would be saved." So by this, Jesus said, and as Moses lifted up the bronze snake on a pole in the wilderness, so the Son of Man must be lifted up. So that everyone who believes in him will have eternal life. Now there are some messages I want you guys to bottle up. Number one is, the heart of stone, spiritual heart transplant needed for spiritual heart failure. That is, heart of stone replaced by heart of flesh. And spiritual rebirth needed for entering God's kingdom. So the Holy Spirit will cleanse like the water and works like the wind. That's number three, please. Number three. Yes, got it. Now, faith in Jesus Christ needed to believe heavenly things. So the Son of Man, the only one from heaven, is a sure source of information. And the beaten Israelites look at the lifted bronze snake to live. So the sinners look at the lifted Son of Man to be saved. Jesus told Martha in John chapter 11, he said, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies. And whoever believes and lives in me will never die. Do you believe it?" I think Jesus today is asking every one of us the same question. Do we believe that if we believe and live in Jesus, then we will live and never die? Now let me pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you today that in spite of all those troubles happening in the PowerPoints and everything, your words of truth hasn't been blocked or have been distorted by the barriers of language or those troubles happening in the PowerPoint. Yeah. We thank you that you have offered your precious Son, your only begotten Son, to us in the precious gospel. Lord, we thank you for your death, your resurrection, your ascension, and we also look forward to your second coming. Amen. Lord, today we know you are still asking us. By believing you, by simply looking at you, that we can have eternal life. Do we believe this? And we say, yes, we believe. And we also ask for your Holy Spirit to help us in our journey of life so that we can keep focusing on you. And that when we lack faith, you will strengthen us with the faith that we need. Please bless SIC, every congregation, everyone, every brothers and sisters and their families. And please lead us and guide us. We pray this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.